What did you make of the Department of Labour advice given to the Prime Minister about that current Mondayising bill?
I think Mondayisation is we're entitled to 11 public holidays a year. For these two public holidays falling on a weekend, it means that we miss out. Why can't we have those holidays?
And that $200 million cost?
Well, actually, we looked at the $200 million cost. If you average it out over the number of years that we're in, that'll be affected, and divide by the population, we're actually looking at a few cents per person in New Zealand. And I just think that's a bit mean, actually.
Jerry Browning says that tacking a holiday onto these days and years where you wouldn't get one cheapens the memory of what that's like, right? What do you think of that?
I think that's completely wrong. We're not talking about shifting Anzac Day from a Sunday that falls under a Sunday onto a Monday. You still celebrate Anzac Day on the Sunday. We have the Monday off as well. In fact, if anything, it probably enhances our ability to think through about Anzac Day and what it means to our families and families before.
The Canada conducted a poll over January. A resounding 88% of Māori voters are opposed to government selling assets. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not. It's certainly the feeling that I'm getting when I go out and talk to people that overwhelmingly people are opposed to it.
70% of those voters also said that they don't think John Key provides good leadership on Māori issues. Surprised?
No, I'm not surprised about that either.
Do you think you would provide good leadership on Māori issues?
I do, and that's something that I've worked in the area before. I have a real belief that Māori issues should be addressed fairly and rightly, and I'd like to give that opportunity to show that leadership.
You mentioned before Parliament broke for the year that you'd be heading out to Marae, getting to know Māori at the iwi level. When do you plan to do that?
We've got a program for the next 6 months, and I've talked through with my Māori caucus about where we'd be going and what we'd be doing, and that will happen over the next few months.
What a program to get to Marae over the next 6 months.
Well, to get around the country, and that'll include working men's clubs, a whole bunch of different venues, but some of those will obviously be Marae as well.
So this is the pubs, clubs and Marae tour you talked about last year?
Yes, that will be rolled out. It's also about engaging with our own members as well. It's important for us to make sure that we keep in touch with our members, particularly after the leadership tour that we did last year, to make sure we go back and re-engage with people too.
What's your view on the options put up for funding Auckland's transport, the Membrane's transport plans for Auckland released yesterday?
Auckland needs to be a world-class city. It needs to have a world-class transport system. What Len Brown has done is put up a number of options and saying we need to move ahead. This government doesn't seem to want to move ahead, and we believe that they should actually get up and make a real plan for Auckland and get in behind Len Brown rather than, in a sense, opposing everything that he's trying to do for Auckland.
But what if those options would Labour endorse, given some of them may need government action and Labour wants to be the government one day?
I think if you look at some of the priorities for Auckland, and I'd say that a transport system that really works, it's a world-class transport system, and then you take a look at where the government's putting its money, which is basically pouring $2 billion into a holiday highway north of Auckland, it needs to start looking at the priorities for Auckland, what's going to really make a difference. I don't think it's done that.
Which of the 13 options would Labour support?
I'm not going to go into the options. We'll take a look at the paper. And this is really Len Brown's paper, and he's putting some of the options up. Clearly, he'll get some feedback from it, and I'm happy to talk to him about it as well.
Broadly, though, are you open to the idea of things that would require central government sign-off, things like a regional fuel tax or a regional GST, like regional income tax increase?
Well, I think what's happened at the moment is that because the government is disengaged from Auckland, it's not really getting behind Auckland. What Glenn has had to do is to actually go out there and make the play himself. I would like to see the government actually engage with Auckland in a much more productive and positive way, and let's try and make Auckland work positively, and certainly on the transport system, much more effectively.
Is Labour open to considering those particular regional tax ideas?
We haven't had a good look at the options yet, and until we do, we're not taking a position on it.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.